I'd like to invite you guys to come on up to our communion table here. I want to talk to you a little bit. Let's see, I'm thinking, oh yeah, Terry's going to come on up too. Good. All right, come on up. Terry and Mallory are going to be here. How are you guys doing? Hey, Terry. Hey, Mallory. Gage, have you had communion before? Do you know what communion is? Okay, well, I'm going to show you what's in these little trays here. That's right, exactly. Yep, so the communion is what we call it here, Holy Communion, and this is where we share or commune. Sharing is another word for communing, and we share in this meal. Luke, what do you know what's in these? Do you know what's in here?
The bread.
Okay, that's actually in there, but that's right. Let's go look at that one. Come on over, Terry. You can take a look too. So this is bread, and it's pretty normal bread, actually. It's just kind of bread that you might find at Kroger. And so during the communion service, I will do what Jesus did. I will break the bread. And then we have the elders and deacons will share it with people, just like Jesus shared it with folks. And that's the reason why we have it all cut up, so that it's a little bit easier for people to eat, so that it's already cut up. So let's move over here and take a look at these. So in here, if that's the bread, what's in here? Yeah, actually, but here at this church, we use grape juice because that way everybody can drink it, everybody of whatever age or people who might not, who might be allergic to wine. So we use grape juice, which is made out of the same thing. Wine is made out of that. And that, as you said, that is what we remember, Jesus' blood. When we have this special meal together, we believe that Jesus comes and is with us here at church. So it's a special time when we say that. And the words that were in our Bible reading this morning tell us the story. And so when I get to the table, which is going to be after the sermon, you might want to look at this and remember all the ways, see how all the things that I say are just like in the Bible reading today. So I tell you what, let's say a prayer before Terry needs to go. Let's gather around and say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for all of the children of our congregation and the children of our community. Bless them and come to them with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, Terry. Thank you for coming up.